Good afternoon, Gerald. How you doing?
Hey, Jerry. Pretty good. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did, man. It was cold, but it's nice to have a nice warm day. It's funny saying 55, 60 degrees is a warm day, but
I know.
That's how it's been lately. So what do we have for the weekend wrap-up today?
I think the big story was that crash yesterday on I-40. It shut down the westbound lanes for several hours. What happened was the driver in the eastbound lane fell asleep, and he drifted over across the median and into the westbound lane, hit another car head-on. Sadly, the driver of that second car, an 83-year-old woman, died. The 22-year-old driver of the first car is charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. Up in Franklin County, the sheriff's office broke up a major theft ring. Investigators tell us it began with a missing tractor trailer, and as they continue to investigate, it escalated from there. They say a property in Youngsville was being used as a large-scale chop shop. And they recovered 14 stolen trucks, several truck parts with victims from 8 counties. Two suspects face several charges there. More arrests are pending. Some of the local college basketball teams had a good weekend, the NC State and UNC men, scoring big ACC wins, as did the Wolfpack and Duke women. The Duke men's team, they've got a big contest tonight. They go on the road to face number 20, Pittsburgh. And then after that, they go up to Syracuse to face the number 2 Orange, so it doesn't get any easier for Mike Krzyzewski's Blue Devils.
I tell you, these new Big East teams coming into the ACC making some noise, making it tough on these guys.
I'm telling you.
Well, what's happening tonight?
An emotional day in the courtroom up in Nash County. A family of a state trooper killed in the line of duty actually had a chance to speak directly to the man who ran over that state trooper. We'll have that and, of course, the latest storm track. We'll talk about this snow, tell you how much we could see Tuesday night and into Wednesday.
Well, thanks a lot, Jill. We'll catch you tonight at 5:30, 10, and 11.
All right, Jerry. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.